Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. Big Ten Media Days continue today over in Chicago. Ohio State got their opportunity to speak. Head coach Ryan Day talked about how Jeremiah Smith is finding his voice as a leader.
Feeling uncomfortable, you know, physically and pushing themselves and living lives of discipline sometimes is uncomfortable for some people, but they don't stop talking. For Jeremiah, I think he's a little bit more comfortable living in that world and stepping outside his comfort zone and challenging guys and doing those things maybe a little bit outside of his comfort zone, but that's part of being a leader, and he's shown the courage to do that.
Smith was named preseason Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year by the conference. In the NFL, training camp started for both the Browns and Bengals today. In Cleveland, safety Grant Delpit reached an agreement on a three-year, $48 million contract extension. In Cincinnati, Bengals defensive end Shamar Stewart was carted off the field with a leg injury. And in baseball, the Ohio Cup will be decided tonight as the Reds host the Guardians in the rubber match of their series. First pitch is at 7:10. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, and Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Wednesday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Justin Zwick, JB, Jay-Z in the building tonight. Reimer back with us. Behind the glass, Jay-Z, happy Wednesday to you, my friend. What's going on, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Well, happy Wednesday. I'm just going to warn you now. I haven't eaten any solid food in about 48 hours.
Ooh, are you fasting?
And I walked 18 holes today. So if I just keel over, I'm going to be all right. Just slap me on the face. Give me a little bit of time to recover. But
I got some smelling salts.
Get some of that going. Just something along those lines. I'm feeling a little weak right now.
Yeah? We need to wake you up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I should have probably eaten something.
What are you fasting for?
Well, when I do the shows, it just kind of goes through dinner, so I don't like eating late. I don't like eating after 7.
I got some dinner left in the fridge.
I saw that, and it looked good. Trust me, I was trying to figure out what it was.
It's just a little corn pasta.
Even know what that means.
There's corn and pasta with a little bacon and, like, onion.
Corn pasta.
Yeah.
Never had it.
It's corn season, man. You got to get it. Trust me, it's good.
I get the corn. We do corn on the cob, though. Mm-hmm. I don't put it in my pasta.
I take it off the cob or put it on the cob. Or take it off the cob, put it in butter, and just eat it that way.
Well,
it's delicious.
That is delicious. Now we're talking food. Now I'm getting even worse.
There's only certain ways that you can eat corn.
Well, yep.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you're feeling okay for now.
Yeah, I'm going to push through. But yeah, it was a long day. It's going to be one of those games where, you know, I'm limping across the finish line, maybe.
I don't know what I'm more impressed with, the fact that you haven't eaten anything in 48 hours or you walked 18 holes.
Well, as we made the turn, I was like, am I crazy or are we just going to keep doing this? And my buddy said, let's go.
You had a nice day for it, though. It wasn't beautiful. Like crazy.
It was a little
hot.
Wet. I mean, it's cart path only, so you know how that goes. You almost walk less when it's cart path only, when you actually walk.
That's at least with my ball flight.
Exactly.
I find the furthest point away.
I'm always away from the cart
path,
no matter what it is. So it was all right, but yeah, I'm feeling a little bit.
All right, we'll get you all right.
We'll go. We'll be all right.
We'll be okay.
I got water. I'm hydrating.
You'll be good. Maybe electrolyte pack or something like that to get you through. We got a great show lined up for you here this evening. A lot of Big Ten Media Day stuff going on today, specifically with the Buckeyes. So you hear from Ryan Day coming up in our next segment around 6:17. Television's Adam King, who apparently is on his way to Vegas later tonight.
Nicole said on the show beforehand.
So we'll have to ask him about that. Asked him, you know, what he asked Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sayin, Jalen McClain, Ryan Day. I know that 10TV did a great job covering the event today with the Buckeyes. Also, if Ohio State were to sell its football program, how much would it actually go for? Interesting workshop article that The Athletic does every year. We'll get into that around 6:46. Get into the Pulse at 7 o'clock. We'll hear from some Buckeyes at 7:17, and then Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row. He's going to join the program at 7:30. He's out in Chicago still for Big Ten Media Day. So all kinds of good stuff going on here today. I was watching a lot. I was watching a lot of the Big Ten Media Day stuff. I wasn't really watching that much yesterday, but for whatever reason, I knew that Ryan was going to come on, and I'm like, all right, well, let me just lock in to see, you know, what's going on. And, you know, PJ Flex excited about his team up in Minnesota this year. I just say it was interesting seeing Pat Fitzgerald wearing a green tie and not in the purple that we were so used to seeing him in basically for forever. For whatever reason, like, my brain couldn't compute that Pat Fitzgerald is a coach anywhere else other than Northwestern.
I know. Yeah, he was there for so long, and he had that program, you know, not going, but I mean, they were decent when he was there. They had a couple of really good years, made the Big Ten playoff or a Big Ten championship game, and really happy that he's landed on his feet and kind of has that whole thing behind him, because you know, it seemed like he kind of got a raw deal over there. And I think lawsuits and everything kind of proved that. So, you know, he's back. And I think that's a great hire for Michigan State. He's just a football guy, and I think guys like to play for him.
I do, too. I think it'll be a good hire. I don't know. We'll see, right? I mean, college football is a little bit crazy nowadays. Things can turn sideways, or they can improve in one off season. Just look at Indiana, and then opposite example, look at Florida State, right? Yes, I mean, so it is volatile, definitely, right now.
I got a question, though. You said you listened to PJ. How many times did he row the boat?
Not many. He did it at the very end when he said, "Ski you, Ma, row the boat."
Yeah. And he has to say it at that point, at the end. But yeah, he didn't go into it a lot. Like, we've been rowing a lot this summer.
Yeah, I mean, a few times he did, okay. But it wasn't as much as what I thought it would be. Because usually when he's got a microphone in front of him and like the national media there, like he's really ramping up the row of the boat. Like
I heard he talked for a long time. They only got a couple questions in on him because he went for so long.
He wasn't even a situation where he's like filibustering. He's
so excited. He was around my senior year. He was like a GA.
Yeah.
And he was one of the coolest dudes. Like I've loved watching him have the success he's had and kind of bouncing around and being in the Big Ten now. But that is who he is, man. He's high energy and he just goes, and it's fun to watch. But the whole row your boat thing, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, he is. He was definitely a pistol for sure today when he got up in front of the microphone. So we'll hear from Ryan Day a little bit later on in the program. Anything to you that kind of stood out with everything that he was saying today? Reimer, I know that you guys cut up a lot of Ryan Day sound. You got to listen to a bunch of it, let alone his 15 minutes at the microphone, and then his conversation with Austin and Berm, and then, of course, his 45-minute press conference that he did. Was there anything groundbreaking that you guys took away from what Ryan had to say earlier this afternoon in Chicago?
So I did a lot of Julian sound, and I did one thing was from Julian saying that he's going to have a little bit more control under center and like kind of dictating what's going on. And I mean, I didn't play football, so I don't really know what that all is about, and like how much control a quarterback actually can have. Now, like he did say, like if something goes wrong, like those privileges can be taken away immediately. And so I thought that was pretty cool. But from Day, like it was interesting to kind of see like I've mostly tuned into like the open press conference, and he's just
not a whole lot there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. mostly getting asked about, he got asked about Indiana and like that game, which like it's going to be exciting, that's for sure. And mm-hmm. Indiana has definitely a right to feel excited about that. I think,
what did he say, what was the term, they've really ramped things up?
Yes,
over there. Like the exact terminology he used.
Yeah so like that'll be interesting. I felt like I heard a lot of Indiana related questions to other coaches from not Indiana, so that mm-hmm. was an interesting aspect of Big Ten Media Days today. So.
Absolutely, it was. To your point about Julian saying, and you can obviously correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way that, you know, at least I'm deciphering it, him saying that he's got a lot more control under center. Like if he sees a safety moving down or he sees a linebacker moving back and they have a check off of something that he sees, he's played enough football now, and the way that I'm understanding it is that Ryan Day has enough trust in him, mm-hmm. That Arthur Smith has enough trust in him, Billy Fessler has enough trust in him, that he can now check things at the line to say, all right, well, if this is going to be what their defense is running, then I'm going to call something to be a man beater, zone mm-hmm. beater, whatever it is. That's the way that I'm kind of inferring.
No doubt about it, and that was the one thing I heard, like, not the one thing, but Ryan, I think he was talking with Berm, maybe, and he's like, you know, Arthur Smith coming in from the NFL, you're going from Aaron Rodgers to Julian Sain.
Different.
A little bit levels. Different, but he's saying, he went on to say, but Julian's held his own. Like, he's in there, he's understanding what Arthur is talking about, and so to hear Julian say that just goes along with that. Like, they're all on the same page, and they trust the kid who, you know, was really good last year in his first year starting. You know, a new offense coordinator comes in, they've spent a ton of time together, and there's that trust. When you have a guy coming back, a guy that did it at a very high level the year before, you let him have a little bit more leash. All right. Yeah, here you go. Now you can yank on that leash mm-hmm. when you need to, but
just like me with Theo when he sees a squirrel. He's back here.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to go chasing that squirrel. Exactly. You're not gonna catch it.
You're not gonna get there. But you know, I mean, so there's that. But I think coming into the season, I think they feel really good about where Julian's head is at with the offense and what they're trying to do. And just like you said, if you do have a play called and, hey, we're going to be able to get this over here, mm-hmm. I think they're going to allow him to go out and do that. And, you know, it may not work every time, but if it's the right call and the coaches are saying, you know what, play didn't work, but we really like what you were doing there. You know, we talked about that and you saw it and you picked it up. You know, that leash is going to be fine. And that's going to be huge. If he can really go up to the line of scrimmage and decipher what's happening and get the guys into the right play, you know, because back in my day, it was like a, all right, it's a check.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we might flip it. We might Ohio. Mm-hmm. We're running the same play, just to the other side, you know, because of blocking and whatever. That's about as far as the leashes we got back in the day. But I think this is a little bit more involved, where they're going to allow him to go out and do some things.
I also think it's impressive, too. I mean, right, you watched Julian Sain last year, had trouble against Indiana, had trouble against Miami, kind of later on in the year, had some growing pains. It's a freshman. It was the first time he was a starting quarterback. I mean, you have a guy who was already very successful in his first year, coming in for his second year. The comfortability that he has now coming into this year has to be leaps and bounds what it was last year. I mean, you know this, the bright lights, you're the starting quarterback at Ohio State. Like, I know that Austin Ward, and we'll check in with him tomorrow when he's on the show with me, he always says this, there's not a more scrutinized position in all of sports than being the starting quarterback at Ohio State, right? I mean, I think there's a few other examples that you can probably go to, but we know that it's up there. The game, if it's truly slowed down for him, and he's getting to a point now where he can get to his third read, get to his fourth read, instead of just going 1, 2, 3, fire the ball, which I think we saw sometimes last year. He didn't often get happy feet, but when he did, it didn't necessarily work out for him. So just the comfortability factor and the trust that he has with his coaches now, and they're saying all the right things.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's huge and the experience. And, you know, this isn't the biggest thing in the world, but being the starter and coming back knowing you're the guy, and having all spring knowing you're the guy, all summer knowing you're the guy. I mean, that is a mentality shift from what he was this time last year, right? I'm going into camp, don't know what's going to happen.
This thing's going to be me and Lincoln.
Yeah, this thing's going to linger on. You know, how's this going to go? Now, that's so far out. I mean, the mentality of him, this is my team, this is my offense, that is a big part also of his growth going into his second year.
Ryan Day is very aware of how strong Ohio State's schedule is this year. We'll get into that. You'll hear from Ryan Day coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes, believes a top quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer.
Buckeye football comes your way in 38 days. Every game.
Every season.
Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan.
Ohio sports destination.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at townwithane.properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp presented by Safe Flight and Bob's Discount Furniture, happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 6th through August 8th. Don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Buckeyes to purchase your tickets today.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Our dry weather across central Ohio continues through the end of the week. Overnight tonight, mainly clear skies, down to 58 for the low. On Thursday, dry, sunny, low humidity, high temps at 83. On Friday, a lot of sunshine early, increasing clouds in the afternoon at a high of 86. On Saturday, it'll be dry, sunny early, and then a 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, the high around 81. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
We're very close to Buckeye football. Very close. Uncomfortably close. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with Jay-Z here this evening. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for watching on YouTube. We actually have a surprise guest for you as we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We're checking in with the commish. He is Austin Ward. Austin, I didn't even tease you going into this segment because I figured that we talked to you last night. We're going to talk to you coming up tomorrow. But, you know, lo and behold, you're always a 617 guy on Wednesdays. And Reimer looked over at the bat line. It was ringing, and you are ready to go. What's up, buddy? How's the drive going?
Well, I kept waiting for the 617 guy text today. I was like, I guess I've used up my guest appearances for the week on the Buckeye Show. thought, you know, Ohio State was on the mic today. Ryan Day, Jalen McClain, Julian Sain, Jeremiah Smith. I know Beamer's going to want to talk about what we learned today. So I just volunteered.
When we were talking to you last night, you said, well, I'll talk to you on Thursday. So in my mind, you just said, all right, well, I'm not doing tomorrow's hit.
He doesn't want to do our hit tomorrow night. He just wanted to come in on Thursday. You're going to hold out on us is what I was thinking.
I thought I said I'll see you on Thursday. That is semantics, but anyway.
Well, tell us what you learned today, Austin. We had a lot of Ohio State Buckeyes talking. Anything jump out at you?
Yeah, well, I did want to give Beamer the answer. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. 27 people immediately flocked to Julian Sain at the start of his breakout session, and 22 were around Jeremiah Smith when it started, and workshop some theories about why that is. I think there were a lot of people who had spoken with Jeremiah Smith before amongst the national media crew, and Julian Sain was still relatively new to a lot of these folks. So he and plus he's the quarterback at Ohio State and a Heisman Trophy finalist a year ago. So he did draw that crowd. You know, I thought that he really handled the setting very well, and I put that in contrast to the way he was, you know, last August at the start of camp when he was in the midst of that battle with Lincoln Kienholz and not, you know, definitive starting quarterback for Ohio State and some of the, you know, the questions and attention and spotlight was still new to him. I think he's got a really good command of that at this point. And that also shouldn't be a surprise. It's one of the other things he referenced on-field experience and one of the things where he feels most comfortable now compared to a year ago, and the off-field comfort I think is certainly there for him as well. So I thought that was worth pointing out. We did discuss that last night on the Buckeye Show, but you know, I think that all those guys really acquitted themselves quite well, and it was a fun day around them.
Austin, when you were able to talk to Julian a little bit earlier, we were just talking in the first segment about like his comfortability. He's kind of being tasked with a little bit more control at the line of scrimmage. I know that you probably can't take away from just talking to him, but have you noticed a difference from this point last year when you were talking to him in a quarterback race, not the starting quarterback, knowing this whole offseason that this job is his? Have you noticed a difference in him, like persona-wise at all?
Yeah, and his personality is not really any different, and I don't know that anything would really change it. He continued. There was a give and take that happened during the breakout session where on one side of the room, I had been over there and Jeremiah Smith was talking about how he thought Julian had more swagger right now. Mm-hmm. And then I popped back over to talk to Julian again, and another reporter asked, he said, Jeremiah said you've got more swagger now. What do you think that means? And he was like, I don't know if I have that. He's like, I'm maybe I do. But he's like, I'm still just cool, calm, and collected. And that's how he described swagger for himself, which was amusing, but I think it's also reflective of he's not going to let the pressure of being the quarterback at Ohio State change him. He hasn't. He's not going to. And Berm and I also had a separate interview with Julian saying that, you know, you guys, everyone can watch tomorrow morning on 97.1 The Fan YouTube channel on The Beat, that it was like, you know, he's not, he may be more vocal. He's certainly more in command of the offense and the huddle, and he's going to speak up in workouts more so. But, you know, is that going to make him a much more dynamic and engaging interview, or is he going to dominate press conferences? And because I asked him about that, like, are you enjoying this? Because last year it felt like you tolerated it. And he's like, it's still not going to be my favorite thing that I do. And that's totally fine. That part of his personality doesn't need to change. And as long as he is doing the rest of those things, whether that's in the weight room or in the huddle, between the white lines or when they cross the scarlet line into practice, that's what ultimately is going to matter the most. And I think that you can certainly sense that his teammates see that difference in him in a way that's a lot more important than winning over the media.
You kind of mentioned the weight room right there. I read something where Julian and JJ were teamed up in the weight room. Is that true? Did you guys talk to them about that and like how that came about or what the thought process behind it could have been?
Yeah, there's some of the mini groups that the way Ohio State structures leadership, the way that they set up the workout competitions. I think that Mickey Marotti and Ryan Day and Billy Fessler and Cortez Hankton would have really wanted those guys spending a bunch of time together. So I as much as possible, it's not that they had bad chemistry, not that they were deficient in any way on that, but these are two of the guys that have to be critical components of the leadership group. And I still don't know, Jay-Z, if that means that either one of them or both of them or neither of them are going to be captains. And I know that that's, you know, a little bit of a point of debate, and you and I've talked about this, like maybe the quarterback heading into year two needs to be a captain, but Julian and Jeremiah's leadership style is very similar to me in that they don't have to necessarily always be in front of people in the weight room or the locker room, like consistently being really loud. Ryan Day described it with JJ as it's almost more effective that when he speaks, everyone is going to listen. And, you know, I don't know that that necessarily has to remain the same with Julian as the quarterback, because he's going to be in the huddle on every single snap and communicating with every position group. But it does set up for a really, you know, interesting team vote or even a block O vote in August during training camp, because Austin Saraveld is returning as a captain. Brandon Ennis is returning as a captain. I don't really think Ohio State is in a spot where it wants to have four offensive captains again the way it did, I think, around 2017 or 2018. Yeah, I think it was 2017. But, you know, they can lead in their own way, and it may not come with a C on the jersey.
He is Austin Ward with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Did you gain anything from Ryan today, Austin, when you were checking in with him? I know he gave you guys about 45 minutes in his press conference, and then you guys obviously have the chance to talk to him as well.
I think I'm going to have to go back and count. I believe he said the word monster like 15 times, mm-hmm. and he wasn't talking about those Big 12 jersey patches. It was the way that he's describing this schedule and the gauntlet that Ohio State is going to face. And then it ties back into many different conversations, the strength of the Big Ten, the expansion of the college football playoff, the way that Mickey Marotti has, you know, altered or emphasized some things in workouts. It all comes back to the schedule Ohio State is going to play and the difficulty of getting through that. And he said, that's the monster. And I think this Ohio State team, maybe more than any I can remember, at this time a year ago in Las Vegas, it was, you know, 10-1 emphasis on Texas over anything else, including the rivalry game. We heard it over and over that they had to be ready for that game, ready for week one, ready for Texas. And they were. And this year is different. And that schedule could work out that way because I remember, you know, we got after the win, we'd go into the live show, we'd go into snap judgments, and we would talk about training 2.0 because Ohio State had a schedule that right after that opener allowed them to really relax a little bit and go back to the drawing board and experiment. This schedule simply does not allow for that. They have the opener, and that's going to be a little bit of a tune-up. But then you're really into this stretch with at Texas, and then you have Iowa and Illinois and Indiana on the road, and you know the stretch with USC and Oregon after the off week. There's not really any let up in this, and it's really good teams and a really good league, and so it's different than a lot of other off seasons with the way that Ohio State is talking about the schedule publicly, and I think that's a good sign because they're openly embracing the difficulty that they're facing because they're all super high achievers who want to be tested that way.
Beamer and I were just talking before you got on here. Legend Bay, I think he said something about, you know, how exciting he is. Do you remember Ryan talking about an incoming, I mean, maybe Jeremiah, because that just happened, but like talking the way he's kind of giving some compliments out about an incoming freshman who, you know, we don't really know that much about. Do you remember does anybody jump out at you as somebody that, you know, he did this back then, or is this just like, well, Legend Bay is just that good and they expect that much out of him, you know, this year?
No, it's a great question, Jay-Z, because I don't think maybe we just all knew that that was the case with Jeremiah.
And yeah, fair enough. We were doing that ourselves.
Yeah, and it didn't come across as hyperbole or out of the ordinary for Ryan Day to talk about Jeremiah Smith that way, because even on the first day of practice, we're like, well, yeah, this guy's going to start, and he's going to be one of the best wide receivers that anyone has ever seen. But, you know, for the rest of any other comparison, any other freshman that's come in, and Berman, I, you know, say this a lot, it's one of the mantras of our show that Ryan Day does not make accidents when he's speaking into a live microphone. So, and he's also not prone to exaggeration. So thinking back to the first 2 days of spring practice, even today, another reference to how dynamic he is with the football in his hands and talking about Tyreek Hill and Curtis Samuel, it's very, very unusual for Ryan Day to do that. And so I do think there's significance to it. I don't know what that means for an actual role, though. Today he did describe him as a running back and a wide receiver, and that's, I think, where he's got to get into the Curtis Samuel-type role to help Ohio State best, and if he's going to do that as a true freshman, I don't think he can solve, you know, because Ryan Day again brought up if there's a position that he is, you know, most interested to see in training camp. I don't think concern is the word, but he pointed to the running back shed again. I don't think Legend Bay can necessarily solve that as in, you know, between the tackles runner, but he can help in a lot of other ways with the football in his hand and stretching the field, you know, maybe with some of the pop passes, end arounds, jet sweeps, throwing in the football for screens. I think Ohio State's certainly expecting that to happen with Legend Bay, but, you know, part of the complicating factor in projecting that right now is that spring camp for him was limited to about a week, and then he had the hamstring injury. That's not his fault, but the other part on top of that is he showed up at around, you know, 170 pounds, and, you know, we'll see what he reports in, what he weighs in at next Thursday, but I do know, to your point, Jay-Z, that the way Ryan Day is talking about him has not changed at all.
Austin, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Enjoy the windmills on your drive tonight. Did you guys stop in Hammond on your way back?
No, we just breezed right through. It was a quick scouting job. But I wanted to make sure that there were places for the Bears to shop if they're out there. And it does look like a Ross Dress for Less out there. Super center. So I think the Bears would fit right in out there.
I think they're going to look awesome there. Buddy, appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
There he goes. Austin Ward with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Another guy who was there at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, television's Adam King, who's reportedly on his way to Vegas right now. He's going to join us coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Front Office Methods, your authorized RICO dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for watching the show on YouTube tonight. Always appreciate it. We'll let you know that we here on the Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. We head back out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, checking with a guy who failed to wave to us on television earlier today. He is television's Adam King. Hello, Adam. What's going on? How was media days today in Chicago for you?
I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. I will say I feel bad for Ryan Day and the players, because at some point, and maybe this is a question for next week, I want to know what was the most asked question, because you know they're answering the same thing 11 times out here. I mean, it is never ending with questions about, people like to talk about Michigan. I heard a guy ask a question about if, you know, with the new Michigan coach being an Urban Meyer guy, does that, you know, taint the rivalry? I'm like, what are we doing out here?
That is insane. Any answers jump out at you, you know, from the Ohio State guys today?
Three big things jump out to me. One, Jeremiah Smith all but declared for the NFL draft, so Buckeye fans, don't hold out hope there.
Dang it.
He said he's sad that this is his last.
Oh, he's got two more to go, Adam. Dang it.
I know. It's devastating to hear. He also said, it's three big things from Jeremiah, really. He also said Mickey Marotti told him that the hardest working guy and the toughest guy in the Woody, Julian Sayin. And I like that. I think that's what you want to hear about your starting quarterback. So that's big for the Buckeyes. And then my third thing, I asked him what's the one player that we're not talking about enough. And there was a Kenyatta Jackson and Chase Young comparison. I don't know if you guys know this, Chase Young, former Buckeye, pretty good.
It's actually kind of ironic you have mentioned Chase Young, because we were looking up Chase Young's stats before the show started, Adam. All this was because Shamar Stewart, the Bengals player, went down with a knee injury today at camp, and we were looking up his college stats, where he had 4.5 sacks in his career at Texas A&M, and we had to go back and look, because we were pretty sure, Jay-Z and I were, that Chase Young had 4 sacks in a game, and he did against Wisconsin, so he almost totaled Shamar Stewart's career production in a single game. So, Chase Young, obviously one of the best edge rushers, best defensive linemen that we've seen in Ohio State history. And to Jeremiah Smith's point, we were talking a lot about Kenyatta Jackson, and then for whatever reason, I don't know if we got distracted by other people, but I think that's a great point by him, because I know a lot of people this offseason were thumping their chests for him to be the Block O recipient for this year.
Well, I think that's still very much likely that he will be that guy, and I think he is going to be a massive player for this team. The one thing I noticed about Media Day is I think we need to rank questions more often. I think we can make this a lot more fun if we start really, you got to feel the pressure when you ask a question. And, you know, obviously the biggest takeaways are what they say, but we could really make this a whole event, make it a sporting event in its own right.
Where do you think you would rank?
You want the honest answer?
I do. Where are you ranking yourself? Are you getting in the 12-team college football playoff, or do you need the expanded field of 24 to get in?
Let me say something. I'm getting a bye.
All right. I heard you were the one to ask Julian about his girlfriend. I don't know if that would get the bye.
That's what an absolute ridiculous story. I was talking about that today. I mean, the idea that the New York Post is writing about Julian Sands' girlfriend, that's riveting stuff.
It absolutely is riveting. And that's what you get at Big Ten Media Days, as we check in with television's Adam King with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Did you get a chance to talk to anybody else in the conference, Adam, or was today certainly just focused on Ohio State, or did you get to chop it up with anyone else?
You know, I tried last year to chop it up with some guys. The Dan Lanning was kind of the other big headliner today, but when I tell you, it was just so much Buckeye football today, and it felt like we got such good content that I turned around and all the coaches were done. I get to hear PJ Fleck talk a little bit at the podium. Boy, PJ Fleck could sell water to an ocean. Is that the saying?
He's a pistol boy.
He got up on stage, and now don't quote me on this, all right? But I'm pretty sure he said, and I quote, "I take supplements now. I'm 45, and let me tell you about why our team needs supplements." I don't know that's exactly what he said, but I just remember halfway through, I was ready to play for him, but also skeptical that he's going to win 5 games this year.
He's on too many peptides.
Watch out for those.
We haven't talked really much about Jalen McClain. I know he's a guy who doesn't, a man of few words, I think you could say, but he was out there, the defensive guy for the Buckeyes here this trip. You guys got anything from him? Any guys that he says to watch out for? I mean, he's been around the defense, sees them every day. Anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, he talks a lot about, implementing, the system alongside Terry Moore, working with Earl Little Jr. I think what's going to be so fun, and if you're out there and you're listening and you're like, we lost Caleb Downs. We're going to have problems. You're a Buckeye fan and you're freaking out and you think the secondary is a problem. I'll tell you, Jalen McClain is going to be a name by week 5 that you realize was way underappreciated in the country. I mean, this thing could end with him being an All-American. It could end with him being a first-round pick. The sky is the limit for him. And I love that he just keeps his head down and he's just working. And he's not going to worry about, what he knows that there's talk about Caleb Downs in the secondary, but he will be just fine. Might be the most underrated player from last year, because everybody knows how good Caleb was.
Let me ask you a Big Ten Media Day question that I told Berm to ask to Julian Sands. I don't think he got around to it. As Lollapalooza is going on in Chicago right now, you had to put 5 bands, in your dream headlining act for Lollapalooza, Adam, who would it be?
Well, first of all, what is Lollapalooza?
Don't act like you don't know.
You're a man in your 20s. You know what Lollapalooza
you're
is.
You're young. You're
it's
hip.
Happening literally directly across the street. And there's a big sign and it says Lolla. And I'm like, maybe we hang out for a couple of days and see what happens. But 5 bands, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Bands is number one. Trying to think who else. I'm a big guy. I like the Coldplay. They're good.
They're good.
You're Dave Matthews guy?
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers is good. Mm. I don't know.
What about Rent?
We're not going there. All right?
We're not doing musicals? I thought you were a big musical guy.
Oh, is that a musical? All right, you had me lost.
Yeah, I like that Zwick is so against musicals that he doesn't even know the most famous one of all time.
I was thinking of music. I guess that is music. I don't know. They do that on Broadway, don't they?
Yeah, Les Miserables is a pretty popular one. You know that one?
I've heard that name before. There's a movie about that, though, I think, right?
There was. There was definitely a movie, which Adam has seen a bunch of times.
The situation at hand.
Before we get you out of here, what's the deal with the Vegas trip? You're leaving Nicole high and dry. She's driving back by herself, and you're just flying out to Vegas for the weekend? Vegas?
No. So let's be clear. All right. First of all, that is... I don't know where your sources are, but that is just a wild accusation to make. Okay. Second of all, I may or may not have had to reschedule this trip because a Big Ten Media Day and find a way to work it. So here we are. We are a team, and everybody will be very happy as they continue about their week.
Absolutely. And you know what? Now you don't even need to connect through Chicago, so you're already there. So now you can fly out direct to Vegas, and you're going to be good.
Shorter flight. You'll be there earlier.
I have no comment on the situation at hand. I don't know where you guys got that information.
I don't either. It was not like it was on the radio about an hour and a half ago. So whoever our source was on that must be wrong, or they're very right, and you're definitely going to Vegas. Hey, have a great trip, Adam. We'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
I can't confirm nor deny. Thanks. I'll see you on Monday.
There he goes. Television's Adam King with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Ryan Day, he spoke today. You'll hear from some of the coach coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites, carefully pack everything up, and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on, community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, "You have cancer," you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James. At Ohio State.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Jay-Z tonight. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us. On the radio, on the YouTube chat, Rusty said, "I bet Adam told Nicole he was going to Vegas to hide the fact he's going to Disney again." 100%.
I did not know he was a Disney guy. That's,
Disney guy.
Well, I knew that one.
Adam is a Disney guy. Reimer, you're a Disney guy.
Reimer? I mean, we've already got another trip booked.
Lord. You just had a kid. How can you be such a Disney guy if you just had a baby?
Well, that's the whole point, right? Like, the kids enjoy it.
Well, the kids enjoy it, but it sounds like he's been there. Your child is like, what, 8 months old?
10 months.
Okay, and they have another trip going.
Well, it's not until next October, in 2027.
Football season. Basketball season.
It's right before. So,
I thought there might be an exhibition or something down there that he was going to.
Last year when they went, he tried to sneak off to go to a UCF like regular season game.
Oh, yeah, it was Arizona and Central Florida.
I'm like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing down there? So next year you guys are going back?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. What's your favorite ride?
I'm not a ride guy.
He's not a rides guy. He's a characters guy.
You're a characters guy?
Yeah, he's a characters guy.
He's a stand in front of the castle and take pictures guy?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not? Oh, goodness.
We got a lot of good pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I guess your daughter will be at an age where she'll be walking around.
She'll be two by then.
No chance she remembers that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
burning money.
I feel like Willie's
still free.
Oh, she's still frozen.
That's why.
Yes.
You guys aren't.
No.
That's true.
You guys are the expensive part.
Yeah.
The parents.
That's true. But I feel like because Nora was only 4 months old when we went in January, So, like, we were kind of limited on what we could do.
Well, yeah, she's 4 months old.
Yeah.
You want to tell...
You're going to be limited about, with a two-year-old. Well, I mean, the ride, well, you got to be this tall to ride.
Yes.
He just said he's not a rides
guy. Well, I know, but the kid might be. Well, I mean, not at two, I guess.
They got a lot of slow-moving rides that just, like, it's like a carousel type thing.
I don't know. I've been one time when I was, like, four.
Once I went to Bibbidi Bop Boutique, and I wanted to end it, right? I wanted to jump off the castle. And then we went and had the worst chicken.
Bibbidi Bop myself. The
worst chicken dinner I've ever had for $3,000 in the castle, and I just wanted to jump off.
Oh my
god. It was, I'll never go back.
Never.
So bad.
Never again. Not doing it. Let's hear a little bit from Ryan Day, right? We've heard a lot about Jeremiah Smith, what he can be. We talked in the offseason, how many catches, how many yards, touchdowns he needs to be the clean sweep leader in all three categories. Here is Ryan Day talking about Jeremiah Smith's legacy and what it means. I need to turn this on first.
I think the first thing is winning two national championships in 3 years. I think, you know, what he did in recovering from a quad injury and playing in the rivalry game and having a pair of gold pants, man, like, I don't think you guys know, he could barely walk early in the week and he found a way to come in and catch that fourth and five or whatever it was. Like, this is a guy who cares about his teammates. And so not only just the production on the field, but the way he goes about his business, the discipline that he has, what he's set for walking into our program and being an Iron Buckeye as a freshman, like, all of those things matter. And again, just the way he's handled himself off the field, he's not selfish, but he hates to lose. He puts hard work in every day, and he's the ultimate competitor. I also think the legacy of just who he is, in a day and age where everybody watches social media, they see, they play the video game, they know who he is, and just the way he handles himself on a day-to-day basis as a gentleman, high-character guy, who does everything right. And so you have the on the field and you have the off the field. And you know, we're very fortunate. He's a Buckeye, man. He's done so many great things for us, but I think he wants this year to be his best.
Well, with what Adam was telling us, basically declaring for the draft, saying that this is going to be his last, enjoy the show this year, because I do believe it's going to be something pretty spectacular, JC.
I think so, and I mean, yeah, hitting the lottery, getting a kid like that, right? Yeah. Somebody who keeps his head down and just wants to work. I mean, I saw an interview they did on ESPN about, doesn't leave the house, can't go out in Columbus, always is having food delivered. I mean, it's like...
He'd be mobbed.
Yeah, he would be. But I mean, it's just like, to not ever, like, want to go out and be a part of that, or, you know, like, just kind of enjoy the fanfare a little bit. Like, it just shows you this kid's here for a reason, and that's to get really good at football and go on to the NFL. And he's going to rewrite the record books, you know, on his way out, maybe halfway through the year, depending on how they really want to attack it early on. But, I mean, just the receivers, I mean, how lucky are we? I mean, because when Marvin was here, right, all we heard is like, he's in the Woody, he's catching 1,000 balls a day, yep. You know, he's this, he's that. And then, you know, a couple years later, oh, here comes another one. And it's just amazing.
It was right after Marv, too.
It was right after. And it's just like, these guys, Ohio State and the staff, they just do such a good job of, like, getting to know these kids and, like, finding out what they're about. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we really want you because we trust that you're going to come in here and do the right stuff. And listening to Ryan talk about Jeremiah there, like, that is how they feel about him. And I really hope he goes and just rewrites all those records, because I think he will, but I think it's just something, just a little another feather in his cap. And, you know, another great thing I like about him is you ask, what do you want out of this season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, I want a national championship. I want to be the Big Ten champ. You know, it wasn't a Heisman.
I want to beat Michigan. I want a Big Ten championship, and I want a national championship.
Yeah, and it's like, it wasn't like, I want a Heisman. I want this, Biletnikoff. It was like all team goals. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, from somebody like that, that's awesome to see.
That's who he's been the whole time since he's been here. He's been a team
very
guy.
Lucky to have somebody like
that. And I think, too, if you kind of read between the tea leaves, what Ryan was saying today, what Julian was saying today, Jeremiah Smith, like, of those guys being teamed up kind of in the weight room as well. Like, they're trying to get the best chemistry that they possibly can. Not that they already don't on the football field, but anything they can do together. They're trying to get the best out of that partnership as they can. This one, kind of long. It's a couple of minutes. But, hey, it's a big one. We've talked about it a lot this offseason. Is Ohio State going to go back to a quicker tempo? Are they still going to play at a snail's pace? Here is Ryan Day just explaining the evolution on the pace of play, which they have gone through since he's taken over.
It's important to understand sort of the evolution of it all. So I'll get into it just a little bit. And the pluses and minuses that come with it. You know, I think when, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, you know, we used to get in a huddle, break the huddle, get up lined up, and then you go play. And then, you know, people started to go no huddle. But what went with no huddle was tempo. And so teams started playing really, really fast. I was a quarterback for Chip during that time and got a chance to be on the front end of that and watch what he did at Oregon. But then they slowed the game down. They slowed the game down a couple different ways through, you know, how they slow the game down with substitutions. They slow it down. If you go out of bounds to your sideline, there's just a lot of ways that the game's played slower now. The second part of that was, you know, what you used to do on offense is you would line up. You guys remember we would have a no play. We'd look to the sideline. And then you try to get into the right play. Well, then what defenses used would then do is they would try to recognize your formations, maybe try to recognize your signals, and then they started calling no-huddle defense. So when a defense coordinator can come up and look and see what formation you're in and see where the running back is in a no-huddle offense, it's pretty easy to call the right defense. So when they went to coach the player communication and allow us to go back to the huddle, as long as we're getting up there with a good enough pace, the defense coordinator has to get the play in, and now it's incumbent upon the players to get them into the right defense or the right play on offense. So there's give and take to all of that. You know, when you watch the NFL, you really don't see anybody playing in tempo or no huddle. And so all of that comes into play, and we have to find the right balance. Now, some teams, that's what they live in. They live in tempo, and they have all the different things that come with that. For us, we want to have the ability to do both. And so we have to figure out what's right in the moment and then utilize it when appropriate.
For sure, right? I mean, I think we all go back to, you know, the days of Ohio State getting up to the line. I mean, obviously, you know, the game has changed as he's describing mm-hmm. right there. They'd get up, they'd clap, they'd look, mm-hmm. you know, all right, what's going on here? Boom, get the play in. They're holding up the cards and, yep. you know, they don't have, you know, helmet comms at that point, so they don't have anybody talking to them. But I think that Ohio State fans, you want to see it. You know, you want to see it because last year it's like, all right, you know, we're pumping the brakes. They're going to play slow, play slow, play slow. When they need it, they're going to break it out. When they needed it, they couldn't break it out. And I think that was the concerning part. I'd like to see it worked on in the season at some points. I know that Ryan talks about the middle eight all the time. And there were a few examples of that last year going into halftime and then coming out of halftime where they did tempo and it worked. But you know, when push came to shove kind of at the end of the year, Jay-Z, those last two games, you didn't see it. They tried to do it, and they couldn't. They couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot that goes into those last two games. I mean, sure. It's not, you know, people like to jump on just what those fresh, you know, that fresh feeling was. Oh, we couldn't do tempo. Julian couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. He finally had, you know, like, oh, our offensive line was, you know, like.
There's a lot. It's a team
game. When it goes bad, you know, everybody just wants to have a reason for why, not just, well, we didn't play good. We didn't play good enough to win the mm-hmm. to win the ball game. Everybody needs changes. We need Julian to run the ball more. We need tempo. Like, yes, you do, but they do 2-minute drill every day, and that's basically what the tempo is, and that's the, you know, the middle eight you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to be able to do. You know, it's just because it didn't work for us. You know, everybody wants to all of a sudden change everything. And now Ryan talked, I heard him talk about it today. He's like, well, we had to go back and see what didn't work for us last year and what did. And, you know, we have to fix the things that didn't. That might be something of it. But with the offense they're going to have this year, I think the huddle is good. I think having Julian at the line of scrimmage, seeing what he's seeing because they trust him so much is good. You know, I don't know that they want to go rush that. And I think, you know, if we had more down the field big plays, people would be like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, we ran the ball a few times, and then we went over the top, we 100%. Scored, it had 60-yard touchdown pass. That, to a lot of fans, I feel, is like the tempo that they want.
The deep ball.
Yeah, they just want that to happen.
Jackpot.
They
want
to score fast, you know, and there's times and places to do that, and Ryan's going to pick and choose those. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, ride that line. You want to play under control, you know what you're doing, be in the right situations, or do you want to just be going and, yeah, we'll just see what happens, you know? We're going to put our defense back on the field in three plays, you know, be in three plays in 35 seconds because we're going so fast. Now they're tired. They're going to be on the field for 3.5 minutes because they're going to
maybe
be running.
More.
Yeah, well, yeah, more, depending on where you're at in the field. But so I don't know. I mean, I think he has a good understanding of what he wants to do. And I think having a quarterback who's a second-year guy, I mean, we heard him talk about it in the Texas game last year. We didn't put much on Julian today.
Yeah.
We probably could have put more on Julian. I think they kind of slow-played a new starter for his first year. This year is going to be different. I don't care about tempo. I just care about the offense running smoothly and running correctly and doing what, you know, Arthur and Ryan are trying to do. And I think Julian has that and they trust in him this year. So I expect our offense to be fine.
Just when you think the NCAA is in your corner, they go and do this. We'll get in the Pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road in Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. It was Ohio State's turn to talk today at Big Ten Media Days over in Chicago. Head coach Ryan Day spoke about how Julian Sain has a different look in his eyes.
When you look in his eye now, you see a different person. You see a different body. He's worked hard. He's gotten stronger. He's found his voice even more, and he's got a great look in his eye, and I think he's poised for a great season.
In the NFL, training camp starting for both the Browns and Bengals today. In Cleveland, safety Grant Delpit reached an agreement on a 3-year, $48 million contract extension. In Cincinnati, Bengals defensive end Shamar Stewart was carted off the field with a leg injury. And in baseball, the Ohio Cup will be decided tonight in Cincinnati with the rubber match between the Reds and Guardians. A Reds win will keep the cup in Cincinnati. First pitch is here at 7:10. This update is sponsored by Vermeer Heartland. Vermeer Heartland opens in Columbus August 3rd. Get the Vermeer equipment you trust, genuine parts, and expert service. Visit VermeerHL.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on a lovely little Wednesday in Central Ohio. Thanks everybody for hopping in the YouTube chat. A lot of good discourse tonight. Yelling about all kinds of stuff, which is great. That's how I know we're close to football season.
Is it mostly Adam King, though?
Yeah, mostly. It's mostly television's Adam King just having a bad time in the chat.
Having a bad time in the chat.
As he always has a bad
time.
Tell
him not to look into it.
Someone once asked Jay-Z, Beamer, can you ask Jay-Z about his playoff game against Marion Harding when you were at Washington? Let's go back in the machine.
Oh, baby.
So Marion Harding, my junior year, comes to Maslin, first round of the playoffs. Close game.
What year were you?
I was a junior.
Okay.
Close game. We're down maybe 4 points with a minute to go, under a minute. I roll out to my right from about the 45, coming out 45. Okay. So, 55-yard run. I scramble, cut across the field, score a touchdown at the
nice
end of the game.
Nice run. Way to go.
Place going crazy.
Whoop.
Yellow laundry on the field for our 15th holding call of the night. These refs absolutely screwed us. And
so it's coming back.
Oh, coming back, but that's not, it gets better. But wait, there's more. No, so we go back into the, I mean, at this point in time, people are, we're trying to get back to the huddle. Like, we were all celebrating.
Oh, no.
I'm breathing heavy because I just ran this thing. I'm trying to get back because we only have, like, one play left on the clock.
Yeah.
People are chugging things from the stands, throwing at the refs. Some guy jumped over and, like, came down on the field. There was a guy. So we ended up losing the game. Anyhow, we lost the game, but it was a really cool ending.
I thought you were going to say, and then I ran 65 yards.
Well, no, it was a really crazy ending. We lost, but there was a guy who got banned from OHSAA athletic events because he did some bad things. But the next year, there's a little house. If you've ever been to Maslin, it's kind of down a little, you know, there's a little hill there, and there's a house on the corner. This guy rented a U-Haul and sat on top of the U-Haul and watched my games my senior year. Because he was not allowed in, but he did that just so he could, because you could see down in and you could see the whole field. So he rented a U-Haul and sat on top of it and watched our games.
That,
but it was a wild, wild scene.
Is the definition of Maslin, Ohio.
Yes, right it is, my man.
That
it,
is great.
It was great. But yeah, it was a wild ending to a game.
When did you guys play McKinley at the Rubber Bowl?
That would have been my senior year.
I was at that game.
Were you?
I was
we got them. We beat them twice that year.
That was the one Maslin game I've been to in my life, was watching you sling the ball.
I think that was like a sellout crowd almost. Oh, it was the Rubber Bowl. Yeah.
It was crazy. I just remember my stepdad being like, this is high school football. Because I don't know how old I was at that time. But
yeah,
I
was Ignatius there the next week, and I think it was like standing room only. Like, it was nuts. I mean, the Northeast Ohio football is different, but yeah. I always run into guys from Marion. My dad worked at Marion like shortly thereafter, so I would go up there and talk to the team and whatnot when I was in college. And there's certain guys I'll see at golf outings and whatnot, and they'll just always be like, Marion. You know, they always bring it up. It's great.
I scored a touchdown. We should have beat you that game.
We had 15 holding calls. What is that about?
The refs were on
your
payroll.
Yeah, no doubt. But,
Reimer, what do you have for us tonight? Thanks for going down memory lane there.
So this was put out. NCAA has suspended Tennessee star linebacker Arian Carter 2 games for $427 flight, which he repaid during NFL pre-draft process. Josh Heupel protests NCAA's decision. Our team stands behind AC.
I don't know what we're doing.
So he was going to the draft and somebody paid for his flight and I don't understand that.
Now you can work out, right? I mean, you don't have to, like, immediately.
Oh, fair enough.
Like,
all right, so somebody paid for him to go do a workout or something.
Something like that, I'm guessing. Or, you know, meet with an agent, whatever. I don't know exactly what, you know, the flight was for.
Well, things are different now. Yeah, they have agents, right?
Right, they do. Wherever he's going, you know, borrowed that money from somebody and then, you know, obviously repaid it. I just feel like
this is why people hate the NCAA, because they just jump in when nobody's asking them to jump in and do something.
You're jumping in on the wrong
stuff.
It's
the wild, wild west out there, and you're worried about a $400 plane ticket for some kid?
You got Dabo out there giving you 18 minutes of how Ole Miss is tampering with one of their players and, like, go after them, and, you know, the link to that player on Clemson's website goes to his 18-minute rant about that. Like, there are other things that
bigger
the
things
NCAA could be focusing on other than, you know, a $437 plane fare. And listen, I like to make fun of Tennessee as much as the next does, right? But, like, that's egregious.
In 2 games? I mean, come on.
Where's that coming from?
Like, that's why people hate him, because they just come up with stuff out of nowhere.
2 games?
It makes
for
no
that?
Sense. Yeah, that's incredible.
I don't get it. I hope
Tennessee loses every game this year, but I do not appreciate that this kid's not going to be able to play in two of them.
Yeah, I also think that appeal, if they go to court, would be
take
overturned.
Anything to court now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we got a guy who's
a judge in Knoxville
playing in the
that.
NBA, and then all of a sudden it's like, nah, you know, he can come back to college, and then they squash that. Rightfully so, they did a pretty good job on that one, actually. But you're focusing on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just this,
and you're
made,
just making yourself look even worse.
This made no sense to me at all. What None else you got for us, Reimer?
He has to sit out the Furman game and Georgia Tech the first 2 games of the season.
Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Exactly. I actually do like Georgia Tech this year. I think Brentke's good, really, really good football coach. He fires me up whenever he talks.
So ESPN put out their strength of schedule.
Did you see this today? This is crazy.
I'm gonna list the ranking of the strength of schedule. And Jay-Z, since you haven't seen it, I want you to pick up on if there's a trend here, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, Arkansas. Number 2, Oklahoma. 3, Texas. 4 Kentucky, 5 Ole Miss, 6 Mississippi State, 7 Florida, 8 Ohio State, number 9 Texas A&M, 10 South Carolina. Have you gotten anything so far?
When will they stop?
I know, dude. It's so it's crazy.
Will they just let it go?
If you were wondering, 11 through 15 was LSU, Missouri, Auburn, Tennessee, and
so
Alabama.
So basically just the entire SEC has the toughest schedules.
Vanderbilt is 18, Georgia 20.
Good Lord. What are we doing here? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's an SEC product. They want to pump that. But you also can't say that, how good the teams are if you own that product. Like, this is my problem with preseason rankings. And I know that we do it and we talk about it, preseason polls, because it comes out, because it's something to discuss. Teams should not be ranked until after their first four games of the season. Because the only reason, really, in the last few years, is that the SEC always stacks up upon itself, and it's so difficult, and the places to play is because you've got one team that'll start the season at number 5 or number 6, and then they'll lose a game early. Oh, but they lost it to the fourth team, and then that fourth team will lose, and then poof, you look at the end of the season, one team has 4 losses, one team has 3, but they're still 15th and 16th because they play
they're
at
all
the
top
beginning
25
of the season.
Games that they played.
It's just,
I know.
It's from that starting point of the season of these teams being ranked in the top 25, which helps them just keep themselves afloat. We shouldn't rank teams before the first 4 games of the year. Let them get a month in, then use your eyeballs and say, okay, now which teams do we really think are the best top 25 teams in the country? Because we're just doing this, and that is crazy. Well, I mean, it was 15, 14 out of the top 15 toughest schedules in college footballs in the SEC.
That's just... I mean, you got to, at some point in time, if you're a reporter, like, all right, no, maybe this isn't right. I mean, let's go ahead and look at that Ohio State schedule. They've won the last 3 national championships. Oh, they have to play everybody that is good in the Big Ten this year.
If you look at Arkansas' schedule, I'm taking Ohio State's schedule as way tougher.
Of those schedules. All those schools just think that they are the Alabamas or the LSUs, and it's like, no, you're not. Like, calm down. Like, it's not a big game when Arkansas comes to LSU. Arkansas said it might be, but LSU's like, oh, we're going to run these guys.
The tweet says, this season, the SEC will start a 9-game conference schedule. So it's all just because they added one more conference game, really.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I did see someone quote this tweet, and I thought it was really good. Who has the strongest strength of schedule? The SEC. Why? Because they play a bunch of SEC teams. How good are SEC teams? Really good, because they play a bunch of SEC teams. How do you know if the SEC teams are better than teams from the other conferences? They're better because they play a lot more SEC teams than teams from other conferences. It's like, what are we doing?
And when they lose in a bowl game, they just didn't want to play in that bowl game.
Let's look at Arkansas' schedule, all right? That's the number one. The hardest schedule in college football. North Alabama comes to town week number 1. On the road at Utah, all right, difficult place to go and play. That's a pretty good non-conference game. Home against Georgia. Home against Tulsa, on the road at Texas A&M, home against Tennessee at Vanderbilt, home against Missouri at Auburn, home against South Carolina at Texas, home against LSU. I mean,
so I heard Georgia and Texas.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And then who knows what LSU is going to be.
Well,
in Tennessee.
LSU, LSU could be very good, but I don't trust in Tennessee being all that good.
Stretch of Missouri, Auburn, and South Carolina doesn't move me. Sorry, Beaver. Right. I know you're Lenore Sellers, South Carolina guy.
Utah's not going to be good this year. They just got rampaged by everybody leaving to go to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think. I mean, give me. I don't know.
I saw it today. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's just trash. Yeah. I mean, that is absolute trash.
You have got to be kidding me. Julian Sand, Jeremiah Smith, Jalen McClain, they spoke at Media Days. You'll hear from some Buckeyes coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
For 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams, the agile, get it done teams, the achieve more together teams, and the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the Ohio State Golf Club to preview the upcoming seasons with men's coach Jay Mosley and women's coach Lisa Strom.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking good across central Ohio for the rest of the week. Overnight tonight, clear down to 58. On Thursday, dry, sunny, and 83. Friday starts with a lot of sunshine, then clouds increase in the afternoon. The high, 86 on Saturday, dry early, then a 50% chance of storms in the afternoon, and 81. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
Are we drinking the Scarlet and Gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hey, now, Jay-Z tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening in, for watching. Buckeye fans, your first look at the 2026 Buckeyes is here. Join us August 6th through the 8th. That is next Thursday, Friday, Saturday over at the Woody for Buckeye football training camp presented by Safelite and Bob's Discount Furniture. Watch practice live, get autographs, take photos with select players, and experience the start of a new season up close. Tickets are limited. They're also going fast. $48 for general admission, or you can upgrade to VIP for shaded seating, refreshments, and more. Secure your spot today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. I know we were talking a little bit about this last night, Jay-Z. It's a great way to get really close to Ohio State football. And I know they're not going full speed. You know, it's acclimation period for them, but still just going out there and seeing some of these guys in helmets and shoulder pads and being shoulder to shoulder with Jeremiah Smith, you're like, wow, that guy is an alien.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool thing that they're doing. I feel like this should have been happening a long time ago because, mm-hmm. I mean, the fans, you know, a lot of people can't get into the shoe or, you know, this or that or the other, and they have a chance to come out and see the team. And, you know, this time of year, everybody's waiting for football to come back, and it's like, we're giving you an opportunity. Our first day, our first few days out on the field, come out and check us out and, you know, be around and see the guys, be up close to them. I think it's a really cool thing. You're not going to really see anything. I mean, they're going to probably do some, you know, walkthrough stuff or whatever. But
I also think for the players, having anybody there to watch you, like,
it's
immediately,
yeah.
It's like, all right,
you're
well,
always,
now it's,
yeah, like, all right, we got a crowd now. We
now
got
it's
a,
competition.
Audience, exactly. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, you're going to get a little bit of that, and that's always fun for them. Now, the players are going to be excited to be out there, too, just because, you know, it's the start of camp and they know what that means.
10 days in, they won't be excited.
Well, no, they will not be. After those 3 days, they probably won't be, because they're going to be like, Monday morning, here it goes. Like,
now I have to put on pads and actually hit.
Pads on, it's hot this week, you know, all that good stuff. But for the fans, I think it's great, a great idea by Ohio State. And, you know, I'm going to be out there, I hope, anyways. I still got to email the powers that be. See if I can get on the list.
We'll get out there for sure. Me and you, we're going to have a great time out there on Thursday. So it's going to be fun. Big Ten Media Days over in Chicago. Buckeye Day over there. Also Oregon and PJ Fleck and all kinds of other people. Pat Fitzgerald out there. Bob Chesney, who I watched earlier today, UCLA's new coach. I kind of liked what he had to say.
Yeah.
So he came over. He's like, listen, guys, I've been kind of on the East Coast my whole life and, you know, really haven't been out here. I didn't know a whole lot about UCLA when I took this job, and the cultures are very different. So we had to implement some new things. I'm like, you don't even have to say it. I know exactly what you're saying. And if I was a UCLA fan, I'd be excited to hear
you're going to change some things around here. That's perfect. That's what we need. but how about JM? You're just sending what if he comes out and he's like, Kirk Cinetti.
Right.
I mean
lists of head coaches are pretty impressive.
That's not too shabby for guys who, he was there for, 2 years as a head coach, I guess, after Cinetti left, and then he's in the Big Ten.
That's for Kirk a program there that for, also what, just became years? Division. They just became an FBS team, 5 years ago?
That's pretty cool. So, I'm rooting for him. I think if UCLA could...
I don't know if I'm rooting for him.
Well, I'm rooting for him to not get fired in two or three years. You know, I want him to have some success out there. Now, I don't think they're going to be... anybody, but everybody always talks about, if USC could just get back, that puts the Big Ten, UCLA used to be a program that people cared about. Why can't they get back and help the Big Ten kind of rise a little bit?
They're supposed to be that this year, USC. So we'll see.
We'll see
what they do.
Yes, we will.
When the expectations are a little bright, for Lincoln Riley, you got the spotlight on you. It's scary sometimes with that light on you.
It's a little scary.
Hey, he said they're championship ready.
Every year, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's been the message.
Yeah.
Well, they better be championship ready.
I mean, everybody's
that's
saying.
What Ryan says. Like, no coach ever comes up and he's like, we had a pretty bad summer. I don't really feel good about this season starting next week.
I do remember one time, and this was spring ball, so there was still a long way to go before the start of the season. And Ryan's, talking to the media after the first spring practice, and I don't know if it was the championship year, or I don't remember if it was last year.
I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
I think it was, because wasn't he just like, that was not good?
Yeah, he came out and he was like, guys, I don't know if we're going to win a football game this year. And that's what they didn't put the pennies on the quarterbacks. Like, you guys are going live. Yeah. Like, you need some experience. We have got to have you tackled and get hit. So, the head coach of your team comes out and says that.
It's been a rough summer. I don't know.
We are going to get smoked.
Yeah, we got a long road ahead of us.
I am going to quit this job in the middle of the year and look for another one. These guys are turds. Yeah, you don't hear that much never, Big Ten Media Days.
Everybody's always excited.
Maybe between their coaching staff. I bet that's probably some real conversations. Yeah. That happens. There's good teams and bad teams. It's the push and pull of everything in college football. What about Julian saying? What about the responsibility in year two coming in as the starting quarterback?
I think playing quarterback at Ohio State is its own responsibility. It's not, a certain second year start. It's extremely, it's a high pressure situation, but, that's why you come to Ohio State is to become, you play in big games, be a quarterback here.
We talk about the spotlight, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't come to Ohio State and be a quarterback of Julian Sayin's caliber to shy away from that spotlight.
Yeah, well, and it's year by year. I mean, he comes out, nobody's going to care what he did last year if he comes out and doesn't have a good first game or something like that. So that pressure.
And I'll tell you, the first people who won't care, it's Ohio State fans.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That pressure is always there to go out and be, on your game and understand what's happening and putting the ball in the right places. Now, he did at a very high level last year, so we all expect him to do that again this year, and I'd be surprised if he didn't. But, that pressure is real week in and week out. You got to go out and show everybody why you are privileged to be the Ohio State quarterback.
Where does he think he grew the most this offseason?
I think this offseason I grew a lot in my physical traits, so I think I'm throwing the ball harder. Still growing my game in the processing side, because, when you have coaches like Coach Day and Coach Smith who have been around great quarterbacks and who know the game really well, it's very helpful as a quarterback to be able to process things and kind of train your brain.
It's a pretty good room he's got, behind his back.
I'll tell you. Yeah, adding Arthur Smith, I can't wait to see, you know, what this looks like or what he's able to bring. And, you know, when he's able to talk to people and people are able to ask him some questions about what it's been like being at Ohio State and what have you brought to him or what have you, you know, maybe brought from the NFL down to this point. There's so many questions you could talk to him about. And just Julian being one of them, like, how's he coming along with what you've brought in? And do you really think this kid has the understanding of the offense and you really have that trust with him without being here when he's played in an actual game? If that makes sense.
I'd be so interested to be a fly on the wall of the Woody. And then, you know, when Arthur Smith was, you know, with the Steelers and during his NFL career, like you look at a NFL playbook and you look at the amount of terminology that they have and the amount of checks that those guys
have, the play calls that they have.
And you can go watch any of, you know, the Gruden quarterback camp or, you know, any of these.
Watch him back in the day when he was coaching, he'd just yell at those guys on the field. And I've been in those shoes.
Say it back. I think who was he yelling at? Mike Glennon one time. I think he was on Hard Knocks.
He had Sims one time. Yeah, it was Sims. Yeah, I remember that one. Like, I've been in Sims shoes before. it's no fun.
Maybe we'll pull that up for the end of the show. Yeah. Reimer, we'll task you with doing that. But he's, I mean, it's like a paragraph, you know, and it's, he's yelling at you, screaming, 24, 23, clock's, you know, ticking down, like, get the play into these guys. But what it's like going from, you know, coaching Aaron Rodgers, who has been in the league a long time.
Hall of Famer.
Hate him, love him. You know, I tend to be on the other side of that just because he tortured the Bears for forever. But, like, that guy's got so much football knowledge and can look at a defense and be like, I kind of know what they're doing. I think we'll probably...
I don't like this play going against that. We're going to go ahead and switch them.
How much did Arthur Smith, how much do you have to shrink the playbook, shrink the terminology to a guy like Julian saying, I don't know. I don't know what that drop off, I guess, is a poor term to use. But like, I know he's not doing paragraph plays, but I also know he's not giving them just like, hey, 54 right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they might be, because if you're going to get him to have some leash at the line of scrimmage, I mean, those... Now, granted, maybe you talk about his game plan and coming into the game, like, all right, if this is the call, if they're in this, we want you to go ahead and check it. But, you know, a lot of those long paragraph plays will be like, all right, this is the play. Then if something is wrong, this is the other play. And if something is, and then we go to this one.
As a former offensive lineman, I was just waiting on my part.
All you cared about was protection.
Yeah, pass. We ran the triple option, so it was never pass. God. It was just, am I blocking left or am I blocking right? Was it an odd number or an even number? Yeah. Odd was left, even was right. Okay, I know which way to go.
Yeah, I know which way to go. Yeah. But yeah, that's a little bit different, you know, what Julian's going to be handling. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Now, we won't really ever see it because we're not going to have the headset on and know what these play calls look like. But that may be a question, you know, to Julian about, like, hey, you know, how much different is this from last year having an NFL guy come in and give you the plays?
And I remember Matt Patricia, when he came in, he was like, I'm learning their terminology. Yeah. You know, like, I'm not enforcing my terminology.
Yeah, they'll use the terminology that Julian knows. It might just be like, all right, here's the two options that we have here. We're putting it on you to put us in the best situation.
It's going to be fun, man.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. It all starts next Thursday. Buckeyes get camp underway. Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row, he's going to join us. He was in Chicago, Big Ten Media Days. We'll be joined by Spencer coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
One medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
The future for recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy Jay-Z this evening. We'll let you know that we're here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Right now, we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, checking with our good friend. He is of Letterman Row. He is currently in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. He is Spencer Holbrook. Spence, what's going on? How was your day over at Media Days? All right.
Well, I've had quite the journey trying to get back to my hotel.
Lollapalooza.
It's been a great day with Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. Lollapalooza has completely murdered downtown Chicago. And I just had to get out of an Uber because we were sitting next to a fire truck who was trying to get through and had the sirens on. So I abandoned ship out of the Uber, walking back to my hotel now, walking across the Chicago River. I'm going to talk to you guys, drop my bags. And I desperately need 16 ounces of something that was brewed recently.
I think everybody's been in your shoes before, Spence. Mm. It's going to be all right. We appreciate you joining us on what I'm sure is a lovely walk through downtown Chicago.
Absolutely.
What stood out to you the most through Big Ten Media Days today, Spencer? Was it Jeremiah? Was it Julian? Was it something Jalen McClain said? I know that Ryan Day gave a lot of time. What was kind of your overall arching biggest theme today?
Well, it was very quiet and subdued, I would say, until about the last 10 minutes of Ryan Day's press conference when somebody asked him what it's going to take to win the Big Ten again, and he dropped the bomb that the motivation for winning the Big Ten has changed within the program of, like, we want to win the Big Ten championship, but it's no longer wanting to win the Big Ten to say you won the Big Ten. It's wanting to win the Big Ten to set yourself up to win a national championship. And I just think that that's crazy, not crazy for him to say, but crazy for us to start to think about, because the sport is changing and now the motivations have to change with the sport as well. Like, Ohio State can't just want to win the Big Ten to win the Big Ten. They want to win the Big Ten because it gives them the best path to win the playoff. And the fact that Ryan Day came out and kind of said that, you know, and said that, like, it can be a vehicle to win a national championship, but, you know, like, beating Michigan and winning the national championship are two far more important goals. I just thought was really interesting, because that is inside the mind of a coach who is adapting with the new realities in college football. And it's not something I ever thought we would hear from him. But now that it's out there, it's like, it makes a lot of sense, but it's still kind of jarring to hear the Ohio State coach say, like, the Big Ten championship at this point is kind of, again, a vehicle to win the national championship. It's not necessarily something that, you know, they're going to do just to say that they did it. And I think that that's really interesting.
Yeah, times they are a-changing as far as that is concerned. The three guys that were there, what's the one thing that you kind of walked away from, you know, their session saying, oh, that was something I hadn't thought about, or, you know, this is a player I hadn't really thought about having a big role this year? You got anything like that?
I just think that, and this might be a continuation of camp, JV, but, like, spring camp, we heard so much about the freshman receivers, Chrisander Jr., obviously, and then Brock Boyd. The Brock Boyd star maybe dimmed a little as spring went on, just because Chris Henry had such a great spring game. I think that's picking back up. Jalen talked about him from the defensive perspective. Jeremiah Smith said that Brock is kind of like how Jeremiah was as a freshman. I don't think he was talking about 1,300 yards and winning the national championship and being the star. I think he was more like the way he prepares and the way that he practices, at least I think. So, you know, that's kind of interesting to me. Julian had some praise for Brock. And so I just think that, like, Brock Boyd as a player is somebody that we should keep in mind. I had not really tucked him away, but just kind of understood that, yeah, he had a great spring, but he's one of those freshmen that maybe, you know, uses that as a springboard into being a sophomore. And today kind of makes me wonder if maybe there's still a place for him in this offense, or maybe some reps here and there just to, you know, get his feet wet in this offense and maybe catch some passes from Julian from time to time.
You know, Spencer, I think it's a fascinating question. And, you know, Jay-Z and I were talking about this last night. And, you know, I know that Brandon Innes is returning. You know, that's a team captain that's coming back. He's a fifth-year guy. Caught, what, 40 balls, I think?
Yeah, 30 to 40.
Something like that.
300 to 400 yards.
Yeah, I don't have his, you know, stat line in front of me from last year. But, I mean, really, I mean, with Cortez Hankton coming in here, outside of Jeremiah Smith, the way that I'm understanding this offense, Arthur Smith coming in, it's like it's pretty open competition for the depth of this wide receiver room. And if there's play time out there to earn, then I think it's certainly going to be a hotly contested item come fall camp here next week about those starting receiver spots.
Yeah, and I talked to Jeremiah about that a little bit today. And I asked him, I said, was there a moment where you thought that, you know, you realized that Kyle Parker and Devin McEwen could actually make an impact here, just because Jeremiah's been around such elite receiver play in his career, and I know he's the best of the bunch, but, like, the guys around him have been ridiculously good too. And so for him, it's like, you know, he knows it when he sees it. So, like, did he see anything in those guys that made him think, like, they can also play at this level? And he said that, you know, the way that they prepare, the way that they go about their business, obviously veterans from different schools, he kind of noticed that they were going to be able to help them right away. And so, yeah, I mean, that just adds to it, right? And then you add Chris Henry Jr., you add Brock Boyd. I got to ask a little bit about Brandon Ennis today because I think he's fascinating considering the discourse around him, I think, has completely jumped the shark. And I think we've overreacted a little bit. Ohio State kind of has a little bit of a some whispers that there could be some good things coming for Brandon Ennis despite the lack of crazy production last year. I think there's some confidence there. So, yeah, I mean, you put all those guys together and then you add in a guy, you know, a Swiss Army knife like Legend Bay and Bo Jackson's ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Like, well, what else could you want for Julian in another year starting to you know, have an array of weapons to throw to?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was going to ask you, you brought up Bo Jackson, you know, catching out of the backfield. We didn't get to see him. We didn't get to see Isaiah West in the spring. Did Ryan talk about the running back room at all, or did any of the players talk about what they've seen, you know, this summer, these guys fully healthy, ready to rock, you know, going into the camp?
Man, I feel like you guys are just teeing me up, Jay-Z. This is perfect. So I asked Ryan Day, I said, a couple years ago, you called out the offensive line. Last spring, you called out the defensive line. You're kind of getting more comfortable talking about position groups that need to step up. Is there one right now that you could pinpoint that you would really like to see step forward in training camp? And he singled out the running back room. He said, look, Bo and Isaiah have been good. We've got to have the next step from those guys. You know, didn't see him in spring, like you said. It's got to happen for him. And, you know, he didn't want to go sophomore slump talk. And he said, like, there's guys like J.K. Dobbins, who was ridiculously good as a freshman, hit a little bit of a plateau there as a sophomore, and then bounced into a fantastic junior year. Well, they can't have that this year from those guys. They have to be great as sophomores if this team's going to accomplish its goals. So, yeah, I mean, he not calling out, I would per se, but, you know, I thought of it as a little bit of a challenge there. Like, hey, we need those guys specifically to have a really good training camp if we're going to get where we want to go.
He has Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Spence, before we ask you a little bit more about Big Ten Media Days, I just want to know, fast forward to next Thursday, we're going to be out on the field for Ohio State camp, day number one over at the Woody. What are you most interested in watching? Where are your eyeballs going first, Spence, when the Buckeyes hit the field next week?
I want to see what this defensive line looks like. Not a lot of chatter today about those guys. I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of where everything else is, but the defensive line is a group that I think has some questions to answer. Just, you know, are they going to be able to be, John Walker was good at UCF. He wasn't like dominant at UCF. James Smith was good at Alabama. He wasn't dominant at Alabama. Look, like Tyleek Williams and Kaden McDonald were dominant for Ohio State the last 2 years. They've relied a little bit on dominant defensive line play. If they don't get that, what does this defense look like? And I do wonder that. So, yeah, that's something that I'm going to be looking at. Like, is there a guy who looks like he could dominate? Is that Andrew Houston now? Like, has he taken that step? And could we consider him in that regard? I'd love to hear that about Edric. So I'll have my eye just to see if any of those guys look like they're ready to take that step. And then we'll have to see it on the field after that, obviously. But that first day, I might be able to get a good sense of where they're at on day one.
Yeah, I think it'd be huge if Edric was able to take that jump for us here on the defensive line. Did he answer? I'm sure he was asked. Offensive line, Sarveld, right guard, left tackle. Did you guys get any of that information?
Hard on the information. I would say we got something, but I don't think I would call it information.
Fair enough.
You know, he did say that they've got options. They have good options. You know, if Josh Padilla steps up, can Sarveld stay at tackle? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If Philip Daniels and Sarveld are great, and then Padilla's good, there's your answer. If they need Ian Moore to slide in a tackle on either right or left, I wonder if it's either right or left. You know, what does that look like for Ohio State? You know, just moving into this season, I think there's a lot of options there for the Buckeyes to toy with here in the first few days. He did say, and I think this is interesting, Ryan Day did say that they want to know their offensive line starting five, hopefully by practice 9 or 10.
Wow.
We're going to get to watch the first three. That's a third of the way there. So, like, that puts a timeline on things where, you know, by that 9th or 10th practice, somebody's going to be asking Ryan Day, hey, you said you wanted an answer by now. Do you have one? If he does, that's great news. If he doesn't, you kind of start to wonder, is there a little bit of worry there? I don't think we'll get to that. But it's setting a timetable like that has me wondering if they already kind of have an idea of what they want.
I think it for sure too, Spence. I mean, when you talk about offensive line and the combinations, you want the guys who you think are going to be your starting five, getting the most possible reps together as they possibly can. So that's an interesting timetable to look out for. We'll be keeping our ears pinned around the 10th or 11th day of Ohio State camp. What was the most ridiculous question that you heard, either to an Ohio State player, coach, or anybody else? What was the craziest question you heard of this week, Spencer?
I got two for you guys, actually. So you've seen probably on social media, if you live on social media, the should men get pedicures debate. Julian Sayin was asked about it. He was super uncomfortable. I'll just be straight up honest with you guys. He did not understand how to take that. Julian is not a man of many words. And he was like, yeah, I've never gotten a pedicure. And the guy was like, well, would you ever? And he's like, I don't know. And then the other one, I asked Tate from Barstool if they even used any of his shots last week or a few weeks ago at the Ohio State football outing. He said Jay-Z was an animal off the tee. They didn't even need Tate's abilities at all.
I paid him to say that.
That was pretty crazy. I will say that because I know Jay-Z's a sick, but I mean, he didn't even need Tate there. He said he might not even show up next year for you, Jay-Z, at this point.
I think he was just there for the Roosters.
Yeah, he's coming for the Roosters next year, not for the golf. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
He's a good dude, though. That's awesome.
He is Spencer Holbrook, the noted nephew of Aunt Karen Holbrook, with us.
Absolute drunken orgies.
What are you getting into tonight once you get back to the hotel room? I think he told us, you know, a little bit earlier. Would Aunt Karen be proud of you?
No.
You got a boat party? Yeah. Minnesota Vikings.
I will say there was a media party on one of the river boats, and I did not submit my name in time to get on the list. And that's actually okay because I think it's Chicken Wing Day. I heard rumors.
National Chicken Wing Day. That's right.
Yeah. I think Nick Walker from Letterman Monroe and I are going to go get in chicken wings. Absolutely. A couple drinks. We got to drive back to Columbus tomorrow. Greatest city on earth. This one is, I guess, okay. The traffic is pretty brutal. But I don't think Aunt Karen's going to be super proud, but I don't think I'll make her too disappointed, I would say.
I think you guys are going to be just fine. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. You and Mick have a lovely evening. Enjoy some of their local establishments, and we'll check in again with you soon, all right?
Always appreciate it, guys. Thanks, man.
There you go. Spencer Holbrook of Letterman Row with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hashtag Buckeyes coming at you next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Buckeye football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp presented by Safe Flight and Bob's Discount Furniture, happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 6th through August 8th. Don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit Ticketmaster.com/Ohio State Buckeyes to purchase your tickets today.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trust it. Visit CareSource.com.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at The Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for watching the show on YouTube. Always appreciate it. Got the Reds and the Guards coming up at 8 o'clock. Bottom of the second down in Cincinnati. Game is currently nothing to nothing. I know we're getting close to football season. We got NFL Network on, and instead of replaying a game from last December, they're actively going through press conferences from quarterbacks. That's how I know that we're getting there. Like, training camps were underway. I heard Deshaun Watson had a great day up at Berea today.
Oh, great day. Yeah, one of his best.
That's what I heard. Well, how much stock do you put into, like, a bad day of camp?
None. I mean, they've been out in the field for, what, a day now?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is probably not on the same page at that moment in time. You're getting back with them now. You should have been working out with these receivers and everything all throughout the summer. But, you know, I mean, first day of camp, I'm not worried about it. Deshaun's going to be our starter.
Yes, he is.
And that's just how that's going to go.
100%. He's going
to
be
for about 3 to 4 games.
I don't know how long it's going
to
be.
Yeah, 3 to 4 games, and then you know what? We're on to bigger and better.
I was talking to Meredith's uncle, who is a diehard Browns fan, grew up in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, I was asking, he lived in Chicago for a long time, and now he lives down in Charlotte. But, you know, he buys the Sunday ticket, and he watches the Browns, you know, religiously. And every time we get together, you know, talk about the Bears, we talk about the Browns. And I said, what are you thinking about the Browns? And he goes, here's my thing this year. He goes, Deshaun Watson will play good enough to have the Browns win 9 games and not get a good draft pick, but also miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, okay, well, he played good enough. Let's give him another contract extension.
That is the most Browns thing that could happen.
I said, are you saying that just because you're trying to protect yourself from that happening? Because I've been there before. I have done that. Like, you say the craziest things because you don't want it to happen. But I think that was his thoughts. Like, hey, he's going to play. He's going to be fine enough. But they're going to look at it and say, hey, that was good enough for another 2 years.
We saw some things we really liked there, you know. And we're not going to give him the same deal, but we're going to bring him back.
You can't.
That is 1,000% a Browns thing that will happen.
In the realm of possibility. Yeah,
just because it will ruin the draft pick for next year and will be an influx again. I mean, that could very well happen.
I also think, too, from an organizational, from a fan standpoint, it's like you've seen Deshaun. Like, you know what Deshaun is.
We've seen him for like a full year altogether from what he's played.
Well, you haven't.
Because he's been hurt so much.
He was suspended. Then he was hurt. Then hurt.
Then Achilles.
And then hurt.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, all the games he's played has probably added up to like one full season.
I don't even know.
For $260 million.
I don't even know if it's that much. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. But camp's underway all across the NFL. We were talking about Julian Sand, right? The Arthur Smith offense coming down from the NFL. What is the verbiage going to be for Julian Sand? And Reimer pulled this clip. This is an all-time great clip. I think this was an NFL Films, you know, back in the day with Gruden as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chris Sims is a rookie coming into Bucs camp. And here was John Gruden, probably day one of training camp.
I was
going
to say, this is probably like the first day Sims is out there on the field and Gruden's just throwing this stuff at him.
Yeah, so if you want to know what it's like to be in an NFL huddle trying to decipher what play is which, we give you John Gruden and Chris Sims.
Let's go green right X. Shift the Viper right.
Green right X.
Green right X. Shift the Viper right. 382 X stick looky.
Here we go, guys. Green right X. Shift the Viper right. 382 Y stick looky. I'm one. X stick looky. I'm one.
Let's go scatter to west right tight. F left. 372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter to west right tight. F left. 382 Y stick.
Christ. Just go scatter to west, right, tight, F left. Yeah. 372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter. Say it again.
Scatter to west, right, tight, F left. 372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter to
west, right, tight.
Scatter to west, right, tight, F left. 382.
372.
Y stick Z spot. I'm already.
Christ.
Huh? I'm the problem.
Making you nervous, aren't I?
No, I just couldn't spit it out.
It's so good. That's like, it's such an all-time clip. Because, I mean, it's got to be day one. And Gruden is pulling in probably the longest plays that he has in the playbook. Like, hey, can you decipher this?
That is so, I mean, like, I'm even, like, in my head, like, all right, you got scat right to this. And, like, yeah, you're done. I mean, like, you start thinking about it. Then, like, and then you're just in your head as a quarterback. You're trying to get it out. And he's, like, just totally messing it up. That is so
I started
funny.
To feel bad for him.
Oh.
I don't.
He's making a bunch of money.
Yeah, they're making enough money there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're doing okay.
It's just, it was that bad and like cringeworthy. I was like, man, come on.
It probably was much worse. They probably put some just nice ones on there.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did. But yeah, that's, I would like to know. Cause, I mean, those are, I mean, it, I know that John Gruden was probably giving, and I don't mean probably, he was giving Chris Sims like an impossible task. But, I mean, you listen to some of these NFL calls. Like, it's not short of that. Like, these are the calls.
Oh, no, yeah.
I mean, that are coming in on the headset. So, like, you don't really know what's coming in. But I do wonder, like, what the verbiage will be used for Ohio State with Arthur Smith, given his NFL experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think most colleges are probably, it's not the, like, you heard him, like, we're giving the X, we're giving the Z, we're giving the F, you know, the route. I feel like colleges are more like, all right, we're going fish, 64 fish. And fish tells everybody we're doing hooks. We got flats. You know, this tight end's going to sit across the middle. And, you know, those are the types of, at least back in my day. I mean, I'm sure it's changed quite a bit since then. But back then, it was like we had concepts and we had names for them. And, you know, everybody was on the same page. It wasn't a, all right, X is going to do this. Y is going to do this. Z is going to do this. You know, blah, blah, blah. It was just one word and everybody kind of was on the same page.
And that's what you were hearing there. Like every letter and a corresponding word after it. Like,
all right, we're going to shift. We're going here. And then we're going to shift to this. And then we're going here. 378, blah, blah, blah. F this. F. I mean, like, yeah, it's just you're telling everybody in the huddle exactly what they're going to do. And you have to remember that all within like a 10-second thing of hearing it once, going to the huddle, telling them all, and then getting a, you know, account and doing all that. I mean, it's,
I'd be cooked.
It's tough.
Oh, I'd be, I didn't,
I'd be absolutely
I've watched
fried.
That three video. I've watched that video three times in the last 25 minutes or so. And I can't remember one of them. I, not one play could I remember. Shift to the left. No, shift to the right. Yeah. How hard is it?
372, not 382.
Oh, my bad. Say it again. Before we get out of here tonight, our fan poll sponsored by our good friends over at JT's Pizza and Pub online at 971thefan.com or on X at 971thefan. Are you okay with Ohio State having a jersey patch sponsor? Yes or no? Everyone's doing it. You got $17 million annually to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the number's low, but I'm fine with it. This is the way of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're paying players. We're doing all this stuff. We have portals. We have all that. It is what it is. We need as much money as we can to field a team that we can go out and win a national championship
100%.
With.
You know, it would be one thing if Ohio State was the only team in college football with a jersey patch sponsorship, but I don't know of any teams without one right now.
Anybody that can get one is getting one.
Yes, they are.
You better believe that.
Yes, they are for sure. Buddy, had a great time with you here the last couple of days. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the fair, right? Going out to the fair?
Yeah, we're going to hit the fair up next week. Take mom and dad out for Senior Citizens Day, I think, and you know, get an elephant ear or some fries with vinegar and all the bad stuff that I'm going to hate myself for. But
the best stuff.
I might just have to fast until then. I'm going to have to fast until next Tuesday.
Get some food in here, all right? Jay-Z, always good to see you. We'll talk to you next week. Austin Ward is back with me tomorrow. Everybody enjoy some baseball up next right here.